This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard. He also said both the countries are ready to share the experience in the fields of cybersecurity and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. The Prime Minister stated this in a joint press briefing after delegation-level talks with his Fijian counterpart Sitiveni Lingamamada Rabuka in New Delhi today.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakt karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment mein sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security और डेटा प्रोटेक्शन के क्षेत्रों में हम अपने अनुभव साझा करने के लिए तैयार हैं। हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं।
India and Fiji today exchanged 7 agreements including on health, standardization, capacity building and big impact projects. Prime Minister Modi said a 100-bed super speciality hospital will be built in Suva, the capital of Fiji.
हमने तय किया कि सुवा में 100-bed super speciality अस्पताल बनाया जाएगा, dialysis units और sea ambulance भेजी जाएगी और जन औषधि केंद्र खोले जाएंगे जिससे सस्ती और उत्तम क्वालिटी की दवा हर घर तक पहुंचेगी.
Mr. Modi noted that climate change is a critical threat for Fiji, and in this context, both countries are working together on renewable energy. He added that both India and Fiji are together in the International Solar Alliance Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuels Alliance. Mr. Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During his 2-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will also address a public function in Ahmedabad this evening. The Prime Minister will inaugurate power distribution projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad, Mehsana and Gandhinagar under the Uttar Gujarat Vij Company Limited. He will also inaugurate the redevelopment of slums of Ramapir No Tekro under PM Awas Yojana Urban, including other infrastructure projects in Ahmedabad and in Gandhinagar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at the opposition parties for the protest against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protests by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill. The Enforcement Directorate today arrested Trinamool Congress MLA Jivan Krishna Saha from his residence in Burwan, Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The arrest has been made in connection with the ongoing investigation into alleged irregularities in the School Service Commission teachers' recruitment process in the state. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been sworn in as the Governor of Nagaland today. He was administered the oath of office by the Chief Justice of the Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar, at Raj Bhavan in Kohima. Mr. Bhalla has been given additional charge of Nagaland following the demise of Governor La Ganesan on August 15th. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places in Gujarat, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani told Akashvani that a low-pressure area is likely to form over coast of Bay of Bengal during the next 48 hours, which will bring fresh rainfall at places over Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and parts of Gangetic West Bengal till Wednesday. India bagged 2 gold medals on the opening day of the 30th Commonwealth Weightlifting Championship in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. In the women's 44-kilogram to 48-kilogram category, Preeti Smita Bhoi lifted 63-kilogram in snatch. And that is the end of this news bulletin.